Penguin Audio presents Treasure of Khan by Clive Cussler and Dirk Cussler. Read by Scott Brick. The Emperor's Tempest, August 10th, 1281 AD, Hakata Bay, Japan. Eric Timur peered into the darkness and tilted his head toward the side rail as the sound of oars dipping through the water grew louder. When the noise closed within a few feet, he slouched back into the shadows, pulling his head down low. This time the intruders would be welcomed aboard warmly, he thought with grim anticipation. The slapping of the oars ceased, but a wooden clunk told him the small boat had pulled alongside the larger vessel's stern. The midnight moon was a slim crescent, but crystal-clear skies amplified the starlight, bathing the ship in a cottony luminance. Timur knelt quietly as he watched a dark figure climb over the stern rail, followed by another, then another, until nearly a dozen men stood on the deck. The intruders wore brightly colored silk garments under tunics of layered leather armor that rustled as they moved. But it was the glint of their razor-sharp katanas, single-edged dueling swords, that caught his eye as they assembled. With the trap set and the bait taken, the Mongol commander turned to a boy at his side and nodded. The boy immediately began ringing a heavy bronze bell he cradled in his arms, the metallic clang shattering the still night air. The invaders froze in their tracks, startled by the sudden alarm. Then a hidden mass of 30 armed soldiers sprang silently from the shadows. Armed with iron-tipped spears, they flung themselves at